This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm here answering your jazz and music question 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music. And of course, to improve your jazz playing faster, play those jazz solos of your dreams and, you know, reach your musical goals. That's what we're doing over here. So today's question is a great question from Anthony. Let's go ahead and give it a listen.
Brent. Hey man, first and foremost, thanks to you and your crew for the genuine dedication that you guys have with what you do. Your labor of love is really apparent. And as a public school music educator with many years of experience, I'm really appreciative of the playing and teaching motivation that you've actually refueled in me, along with the thorough and thought-provoking material that you guys provide. My question is, along with composing my own solo, how else can I specifically develop the ability to spontaneously create a storytelling solo instead of just sounding good playing lines that work through the changes of a tune? When listening back to my improvised solos, I hear a nice mix of learned lines as well as some improvised playing through the changes that I like, and yet globally, there was no overall story, or said in another way, no clear journey that the listener was taken on. Also, if you could throw into your response some classic solos that fall into this specific category, as well as some famous players that stand above the rest with this ingredient, that would be great. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Anthony, thanks for that question. So let's talk about that. How do we tell a story with our solos and not just sound like we're playing licks? We're going to go over some options. I can tell that Anthony's aware of a few of them, but we're going to start from the very beginning, okay? And let's just start with the problem statement here. The problem is you may be learning jazz licks and jazz lines, but your solos kind of just sound like copy and paste stuff. And it sounds a little forced and it feels like you're kind of just resorting to the same thing. You're going through the motions, right? You're not really telling a narrative. Right? Okay. So the first thing it starts with, right? And this might sound just really simple, but the first thing it literally starts with is when I go to take a solo next, make it your main priority or main objective to tell a story with your solo, right? Okay. That sounds so simple, but literally just a mindset shift from that is my goal. And therefore that is what I am going to try to achieve when I take this solo. So just to fill in the rest of the blanks for you there between the lines here is it means we're not really as worried about, oh, am I playing all the changes? Am I playing the best sounding solo? Am I playing the right notes? Like all that honestly comes a little secondary to the practice of trying to tell a story with your solo. And when I say the practice of telling a story, it's yes, indeed, this needs to be practiced. Right? It absolutely needs to be practiced. So with all that in mind, let's go through some tactics that you can try. Strategy number one, Anthony already mentioned this, composing your own solo. This is definitely something that is helpful to do for a multitude of reasons. I've mentioned it before on this podcast, why composing your own solos is a great idea, slowing the improvisation process down. But one reason it is good is because it does give you the opportunity to dream up the kind of solo you would want to take, the storytelling you would want to tell within your solo, how you would want to build the solo, right? So for example, you might decide, I want to start the solo sparse with a little bit more rhythmic activity, then I want to bring it forward into a little bit more eighth note lines that run together. Then I want to bring it into fill in the blank with what your instrument can do to add more of a climactic theme to it. Like for guitar, right? We'll use chords to start bringing up the intensity. Piano players will do the same thing. Horn players, like trumpet players, might like really start going into their higher register. These are a bunch of different things and strategies you can do to reach more of a climactic period in a story. And I would say, like, in general, if we're thinking about telling a story, especially when it comes to soloing and music, yeah, we're kind of thinking of like a regular story. Like it starts at the beginning, it might start a little slower, a little bit sparser, but then it starts to pick up and it starts to, there's a little bit of a twist, and then it gets up really high, and then the story is over, right? That's generally how a movie you watch goes, and a story, a book you read goes. And the same can apply to a solo, although it doesn't have to, right? Because sometimes it's not appropriate. Sometimes if the last soloist before you was really on a high note and you're doing the same thing, well, you know, you might want to continue with that pace as well, right? So it all depends. The story that's being told all depends on the context that you're in. But a composed solo helps you dream up a scenario, right? An artificial scenario of telling a story. Okay, so that's number one, composition. Number two is playing free. Also, I've talked about this a lot in the podcast. Playing free is just playing without chord changes, playing without tempo necessarily, just playing whatever comes to mind. Improvising whatever I want. Now that all kind of centered around a key center. It doesn't have to. You can do whatever you want, but this is a great opportunity for you to just work on storytelling versus work on playing over chord changes or anything like that. Again, it's a mindset shift and it's a way to practice the storytelling aspect if that's what you're really going for, and try and avoid lick playing, right? And it's especially helpful for trying to avoid lick playing because, right, like you can take it as slow as you want. Now, you might play things that you normally play. That's totally fine. But you're getting away from, like, you know, this lick, right? Like, right, that's like a 2-5-1 lick that one of my pet licks that I was for teaching, right? Well, I'm not copying, pasting that. I'm not doing any. I'm just like letting music happen. So it's a great practice for just letting yourself improvise and do some storytelling at the same time, right? Okay, so that's number two. That's playing three, free. Number three is to practice motivic development. What is motivic development? Motivic development is taking an idea like this. Okay. Say we're playing a blues, and then playing that idea again, right? So I took this idea over the one chord, then over the four chord. Really? Right? That was the same thing, right? The same lick. I just sort of resolved it, right? Back to the four chord. Okay, you see how there was a theme to that solo? The theme was this. The first lick I played, and then, right, then everything after that was sort of based around that. doing that part right there. Right, that's motivic development. Taking an idea, copying it, repeating it, developing it, evolving it, right? So as an exercise, you could take a simple form like a blues or a jazz standard you're already familiar with and come up with one idea that you decide is the theme, right? The theme of your story, if you will, and try to see how far you can take that idea, right? How far can you take that idea throughout the form? Or even if you leave that idea for a little bit, can you return to that idea again later, right? That's really good storytelling, right? Like every good story has like some main characters and a theme to it and all of that stuff. And so you can use motivic development as a way to build a story into your solos. In fact, some of the best jazz musicians ever are absolutely doing this. And this also helps you stay away from lick playing because maybe the first idea is a lick, but then like if you're really challenging your... Right? If you're really challenging yourself, you are having to innovate constantly to try to keep that lick going and changing it in a way that fits the chords and the melodic direction you just naturally start going into, right? That's why it's a brilliant exercise. All right. So these are some ideas to work on storytelling your solo and avoid just lick playing. Start working on some of these. Now, Anthony did ask for some examples of jazz solos that do great storytelling and so on and so forth. Well, in tomorrow's Fast Track Friday episode, we're going to talk about some jazz solos you should listen to and learn along these lines. So you'll have to come back and listen to tomorrow's episode. All right, my friends, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as valuable as just a little bit of really good practice. As always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, don't want you to miss out on tomorrow's Fast Track Friday episode. Of course, always feel free to share this podcast with a friend, right? I mean, you're helping them, you're helping me, you're helping yourself because, you know, when you share cool things with other people, they think you're cool too. Is that how it works? Anyways, I think you know what I'm trying to say. So feel free to do that, my friends. Until then, tomorrow for Fast Track Friday, happy practicing and we'll see you back then. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.